on a beautiful Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House with Susan and Glendale. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, Romy. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have my radio turned down, so I can't
help. Perfect. Thank you. Everyone else listening appreciates that as well.
Thank you for having your show. I listen to you all the time. I have a probably 25-year-old sunroom that I had installed off of what was my back porch, and it is starting to deteriorate. It still looks fine, but when it rains, if it rains with a lot of wind, sometimes it will leak on the one wall, and we've had lions roofing out, and they can't seem to get it, so it won't do that. It's got a lot of windows, and the plastic holding the windows in has started chipping away, mainly thanks to my large dogs. I don't know if there are people that actually work on these sunrooms and can revitalize them, or if I'd have to take it down and have a new one put in. My husband, of course, thinks the thing to do is just to ignore everything and just keep it like it is. what would you suggest? Any ideas?
The one thing that probably concerns me the most is you mentioned plastic. What's plastic?
The plastic is the stuff around the windows. This was a company out of Florida, so they really didn't take the you know, they thought they were taking the Arizona heat into consideration, but they really didn't.
Yeah, Florida, the difference is you've got so much humidity, and with the dry desert and the UVs, it's not a good – they think it's a good fit, but it's really not. A lot of things that are tested in Florida, people bring to us, and, oh, it's been proven in Florida. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that in Arizona. So my biggest concern, Susan, is that there's going to be enough – of this structure that there's no way to repair plastic once it's that I'm aware of. Once it's past its life cycle, you know, the sun breaks it down, it wears it down. If it was a wood structure, there are epoxies we can inject into wood that make them structurally sound again and will keep that wood preserved and good for years to come. There's nothing like that with a plastic. So we may be looking at a situation where that needs to be, parts of it need to be replaced. You know, there may be a way that we can kind of cheat our way along for a couple years to come. But ultimately, with any kind of plastic, it's not a long-term. You just know that in the future, we need to be looking at alternative methods if we still want a sunroom to some replacement.
Okay.
And I'm looking up his number right now. You're in Glendale?
Yeah. I'm about a mile from downtown Glendale to the west.
There is a contractor not far from you called Booth Built Patio Products.
Called what?
Booth, B-O-O-T-H, Tom Booth.
Uh-huh.
And he's not too far. He's over at the air park, the Glendale Air Park Industrial. They've got an office building there.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
not far. And they specialize in patios and outdoor living spaces.
Okay.
If it can be salvaged and
repaired. If anything could be done, they would be the ones that would know.
That's who I would call first, absolutely.
Okay, do you have a phone number for them?
It is
623-979-3339. 3339. Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome. And hopefully,
I watch you and your dad's show all the time, have for years. On the Saturdays that I miss you guys, I can't figure out what day of the week I'm on. until the next Saturday comes around and I get to listen to Rosie on the House, and then I can get back on track. So. Well, thank you for everything you do for Arizona. I wish that they could get you guys so that you were in every state of the union, because I think you're just one of the main things that keeps me in Arizona, and I've lived here all my life. So,
well, we appreciate the kind words, you tuning in, and we'll look forward to being here with you next Saturday on the 29th as we wind down the 9 o'clock hour. We still have a little bit of time left, but next hour is our 10 o'clock hour, and that's where we focus on something specific about your house, home, castle, or cabin in September. If you heard the 8 o'clock hour, you heard us talking about the optimal time to plant. Well, it's the optimal time to do all things outside, so it's a landscaping month, the whole month of September. We've got CYC Landscaping Outside. Next hour, we will be talking about architectural design in the landscape, and then next Saturday, we'll have Desert Foothills Landscape in talking about creating a native landscape for your home. They specialize in true Sonoran desert landscape, so we'll enjoy that conversation. But right now, we're still in the open line hour at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text us 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you've got a question. Or maybe you've gotten a proposal and you want to compare bids one to the other. The only thing I ask is I don't want to know who the different bids are from, whether it's our partners or not our partners. I don't want to know. I'll give you a straight answer. And then we'll dive through and give you the best suggestion we feel that would be right for your home. You can have, and this is one of the reasons we don't offer any kind of exclusivity at Rosie on the House. You could have two experts that have been doing the same work in the same trade and the same town give you two different answers. And neither one could be wrong. You know, there's more than one way to get things done. And one man's experience will lead him to suggesting one thing, and another man's experience will lead you to suggest another. They could both be good 20-year solutions, and they both could be right. It's just determining which one is best for your situation, how long we plan on living in the home comes into the factor, what your particular experience tells you comes into factor, your gut feeling. That's what I always come back to is, man, just go with your gut. So many people call the office during the week, and, man, I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did. If you have that feeling, if you've got that gut feeling about a decision you're making from your home, there's a reason it's there. Stop and listen to it. Now, our gut hunches can be wrong, sure, but if you've got that feeling, stop and listen to it for a little period of time. It may take a week and it goes away. It may take a couple more conversations to change our mindset to realize that, you know, that it is a false flag. There is no reason that we needed that. But take the time and stop and listen to it. There is nothing in construction. There's nothing in the trades. There's nothing in product manufacturing or homes that should ever force you to need to make a decision right now. You know, it's not like a sale at the department store. It's not like it's the last 2x4 they're ever going to make. It's not the last batch of concrete that's going to come out of the plant. There's nothing that should ever put you in a situation where you feel absolutely backed against the wall that you have to act now. We live in a state we don't have to worry about waking up and a tornado's ripped through. Half the town, we get little microbursts here and there that cause damage. We have monsoons that create leaks in our roofs. We have water lines that burst, sure. But we're not in a situation or a modern society where we couldn't rent a hotel for a couple days if the house was uninhabitable to make that decision. We live in a home our entire life. Don't make a long-term decision when you've got something in your gut that just says this, there's something not right. Listen to that. Let's bring Matt into the conversation. He wants to talk about a window and a shower. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Romy. How are you
trying to show off for the neighbors or something?
You know, I always wonder why builders put windows and showers where you can just look out and kind of, you know, wave to the neighbors and, you know, call out what they're grilling and see if it's worth, you know, drying off and going down for a little bite. So, so we've got a window and, you know, I'm 6'1" and we've got a 2-story house behind us and, A couple of years ago, I put a window film on, but because of the humidity in the shower, it's peeling. So I just didn't know if you had another suggestion or, if I should just modestly take a shower and greet the neighbors every morning.
Well, what direction does this window face? North, south, east,
south?
My first thought was they make glass blocks that you could take the window out and mortar in glass blocks. And that's still an option, but that magnification of heat that's going to come through that is probably going to be pretty warm. And I don't know that that's the right energy solution. If we do that route, we would want to put an awning over it that would shade it as well. Now, through that glass block, you can still see shadows and colors. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a complete blackout solution. There should be a vent in the home as well, an exhaust vent in that shower.
So there actually wasn't, but I installed one shortly after we moved in. Again, just for to get that moisture out. So we do have an exhaust vent that goes on with the light.
Now I will have to double check this with my code book, but I think because you now have an exhaust vent in, you could seal up that window. I'm pretty confident that's the reason why it was designed with it in there, because there wasn't an exhaust vent. Now that you have one installed, you could seal that window. I'll double check that. And we'll have to check it with the city code, but that's an option as well.
Okay. Is there some kind of like a better film or an etching or something? Because I like the light from outside, especially in the winter months when the sun is in the south and it's kind of, lighting it up nicely in there. I'd rather not fill it in, but I just, something that fogs it or that would make it so that we're still getting the light, but it's not as clear as it's the plain window.
I wish I could say yes, but because of the moisture from the shower and the temperature is different, there's no product I'm aware of that's going to be better or strong enough to not be affected by the water and the moisture and the humidity and the heat from the steam. It just, the water is naturally the best dissolvent in the universe. And every time you turn that shower on in that bathroom, it's just a little bit more. And it works away at that seal. And the good news with that, though, with your window, it's probably a smaller window and it's probably not a big expense to put a different film on it every couple years, just understanding, I want the light. It's more important to me to have the light than to cover the window, and to keep that light, it's just going to take film every couple years.